Hi, and welcome to Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book The Art of the Start by Guy Kawasaki. The Art of the Start is the very best book I've read to date on maximizing the strategic and tactical efforts of a startup business. Perhaps what I enjoyed most about it, however, is that it's a book for all entrepreneurs, those starting businesses and nonprofits certainly, but also those aspiring to lead change in existing organizations. In fact, author Guy Kawasaki actually redefines the word entrepreneur in the introduction of his book, where he says, quote, "The reality is that entrepreneur is not a job title. It's a state of mind of people who want to alter the future." So in addition to providing great advice on how to pitch for funding, bootstrap, hire your first key employees, and other very important lessons for entrepreneurs involved in startups, The Art of the Start also offers some fantastic lessons that we can all benefit from, regardless of our professional realities. The golden egg from the book is balancing microscopes and telescopes. The reality is you need both microscopes and telescopes to achieve success. That comes from the introduction of The Art of the Start as well. At the outset of The Art of the Start, Kawasaki talks about the roller coaster so many of us go through in our business lives, particularly when starting something new. At the beginning of the project, or after a big win, we're often focused on the horizon, long-term thinking and optimistic planning. When things are bad or we've been too long without a win, we dive into the granular details of the business. So often we live too long at one extreme or the other. Yet it's crucial to our success that we do spend time thinking about both. The trick is to incorporate a balance between the two extremes, and to do so in a way that allows us to be most effective in each. The idea of balancing vision and reality simultaneously is not a new one. In Good to Great, Jim Collins defined the Stockdale paradox as the skill of combining an optimistic sense of where you're headed with a healthy comprehension of where you are currently. Guy Kawasaki refers to it as telescopes and microscopes. Whatever you call it, it's an important skill that we could all benefit from acquiring. Now, the following two gems provide some tactical insights from The Art of the Start on how to establish and maintain this important balance. Gem number one is to define the beachhead. A beachhead, in this context, means a market that is small enough so that larger competitors are not already going after it, and big enough so that if you're successful, you can reach critical mass and profitability with it. That's from The Art of the Start, page 33. All successful endeavors start with a passion for great change, and that's important. A little bit better is too easy to dismiss or ignore completely. People are inspired by visions of a brighter future, and yet, as leaders of change, we need to acknowledge that global domination is a piece-by-piece process. If you're looking to create sweeping, lasting change, consider starting with penetrating and dominating a specific, smaller market first. Be sure the market, the beachhead, is large enough to be considered a real success if won, but is also manageable with the limited resources you inevitably have at your disposal. The key to identifying an appropriate beachhead is to understand and embrace a delicate balance of belief and humility. Gem number two is to embrace agnostics, not atheists. Quote, "By definition, reference accounts are already successful and established. Usually, they benefit from the perpetuation of the status quo. And herein lies the problem. If you have an innovative product or service, these accounts are the least likely to embrace it. They are atheists when it comes to a new religion because they are the high priests of an old order." It comes from The Art of the Start, page 199. Reference accounts, as Kawasaki describes them, are your dream customers, companies or individuals who, if convinced to use your product, become major sources of credibility when others are considering buying from you. Having Microsoft as a client, as an example, makes you look far more legitimate than having Ted's Computers as a client. Of course, we all want key influencers on board with our new endeavors. It's worth remembering, however, that these entities typically have less to gain and more to lose from partnering with you, because they're already enjoying success from what's worked in the past. When looking to grow a following, focus on the people or organizations that are open to something new, those who have pain points with the current solution. They may not even be actively looking for a new solution, but they're also not actively promoting the very status quo you're looking to topple. These are the agnostics that may be converted to your cause if you have a chance to explain it to them. Focus on these guys, regardless of their size or stature. The Art of the Start embodies the very concept it teaches, focusing simultaneously on both the strategy and executional elements of starting something new. Written with an easy, conversational style, this book is a must-have for all entrepreneurs, whether they're starting a wholly new business or starting a revolution within a larger organization. I, for one, plan to keep it close at hand in the years yet to come. This has been Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we've been discussing The Art of the Start by Guy Kawasaki.